Okay, so I'm standing outside the Autonomous Social Center in Point St. Charles with Anou La Grande Maison. I guess just to start, like, what are some of your reflections about yesterday and today and how things went?
I think the march was really, really beautiful. It was a great success in terms of animation. A lot of people showed up. People had really good energy. Unfortunately, the march didn't last that long because we managed to get the first building we wanted to get. And there was a lot more animation that could have been done. But I think that the fact that we got the first building we wanted was really a great success. It's a beautiful site. And so people have stayed around until like 11, 12 last night. And there was like a show outside. Some people went inside to set up the building. So I think it was all in all a good night. Not a lot of police presence at all. So it wasn't too scary either. And I guess, yeah, I think I'm looking forward to tonight because we'll be able to open up the building today and tonight at large, and that'll be really a relief as well, mm-hmm. that we can switch to that phase, so anyone can come in and come party inside, and the project can really become the collective project that should go onwards from now on, right?
What's going to happen at the party tonight?
A lot of stuff. There should be a show. There should be... We'll see. You know, I think everyone can contribute to whatever happens there. But there should be a little show and then some DJs and a few speeches, perhaps. Yeah, and there's a lot of space to invest. There's a big space outside and a huge space inside. So it should be a good party.
Cool. Yeah. We're standing here underneath this really beautiful... I don't know what it is, like a big emblem.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about this?
About the emblem?
Yeah, or I guess is the logo of...
Yeah, I guess it's a flower. So it's a big sunflower, right?
Okay.
With the, I don't know how we'd call it, but the arrow, sort of twisted arrow that's a symbol of squatted spaces, liberated spaces. It's been used all over the place, especially in Europe. So we've reused it here. And so it's a big sunflower with, you know, all the autonomous projects that exist for now that are going to take place in the social center are illustrated on the flower. And I guess the sunflower is also a symbol of, I think, the type of urban reappropriation we want to do. And we're right here on the shores of the Canal Lachine, and I think the flower is a good sign for the space we've managed to find, because we have a lot of green space and we really want to turn it. We're going to have a big garden and really have it turn the city into a more colorful a more greener space with spaces we want to live in and find beautiful rather than use instrumentally, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And why did you personally want to get involved in this project?
Right. I think, okay, so I've sort of, in my own mindset, I've switched around and I've came to this project with the notion that another of our spokespersons, Sima, puts it very well when she says that it's a great way to ally both construction and resistance. And I think, to me, that's where I came to in my own head. It's a very simple thing to find out, but I really came to believe in this very strongly, that we have to reinvest space concretely, not strictly make demands on the state, for example, but rather take things into our own hands and build what we want to build while keeping a resistance space. So in a sense, to stay away from the danger of strictly making demands upon an authority without constructing another kind of paradigm and logic. And on the other side, the other pitfall of constructing little sand squares where we live the way we want to live but don't actually change society at large either. So this is a great project to ally both sides of it without making them fall into their dangers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's the big A word that some people use, anarchy or anarchism.
Yeah.
Is this an anarchist project?
I think so, yeah. The way I understand anarchy partly is anarchia, the lack of, if you want, overarching structure. Here we have a very horizontal space that's asking to be invested, and I think that's in that sense it is an anarchist project. And it's also, I think it shows, again, to me, the sense of construction and resistance is really present in the anarchist reflection or paradigm, and I think it embodies it really well. Yeah.
The last question I wanted to ask was, another A word. A lot of people have been talking about this idea of autonomy. Yeah. So taking a place like this is an autonomous gesture. For you personally, like, what do you feel autonomy is?
Okay, so autonomy to me is two things. So one is autonomy in the sense we often understand it on the first sense. So a separation, an automatization from the authority structures we don't recognize. So to concretely separate ourselves from it and act independently of them without asking for their permission or even making demands upon them. And the other side of it is self-creation, right? Autonomos means, in Greek, means self-creation. And so that's is that whole beautiful, complicated project of deciding to really create ourselves and create a space that we feel comfortable in a dynamic manner and in a horizontal manner. So, yeah.